Daf Tazayinah in Yuma is not an easy daf, but there is a fascinating reference to Hanukkah, which is coming up in a few days. And the poskim discuss a very similar question, halach lemaisa, which comes up in Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos to this day. In fact, the shaila that we're going to discuss, I will introduce because it came up in the Beis Medrash of Nativ Aryeh many years ago when we were actually learning Meseches Megillah and the halachos of Beis HaKnesses, which are fascinating halachos. People think of Megillah as being a light mesechta, but the halachos of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Kedushas Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah are fascinating and not often enough discussed. The shaila that the Talmidim raised with me was that the Beis HaMedrash, for those of you who are familiar with the Beis HaMedrash of Nativ Aryeh, there's an area where I learn with the Talmidim called the Cave, which is in the front of the Beis HaMedrash, and those who have seen pictures know that in the cave there is a large, beautiful Aron Kodesh. On the right side, to this day, there is a smaller Aron, which once upon a time was part of the thick Yerushalayim stone, which was quarried in order to make a smaller Aron for the Nevi'im. The Talmidim then asked me, what is the halacha of the stones that are quarried from the wall? Rav Nevin Zal Shlita at the time told me that the Kedusha should be transferred onto money, and that money be used for Tashmishei Kedusha, because it could very well be that it has a din of Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. The question that I'd like to discuss this evening is whether one can quarry at all from out of the walls of a Beis HaKnesses. It seemed from Rav Levin Zal Shlita's psak that there was not an issue of quarrying from the wall of the Beis HaKnesses, unless one could argue he was asked post facto after it was already done. But at the end of the day, a Beis HaKnesses, according to many Rishonim, it's machlokus between the Ran and the Ramban, but according to many, the Beis HaKnesses itself has a din of Tashmishei Kedusha. And this leads the Taz in Simin Kuf Nun Aleph to make a comment which might be in consonance with what happened during the time of the Nes HaChanukah. The Taz writes at the end of Sif Katan Gimel and Kuf Nun Aleph, Aval Imrotza Lintotz Ktsas B'makom Echad Shiesham Guma. If you want to quarry out an area in the Beis HaKnesses, that there should be a hole, for example, to use as an Aron, Aval Bishayi Lo Tzarech Aser. Al Kein Yesh Lizar Ba'osam She'osan Daf Shekorin Shtender. There are people who quarry into the stone of the Beis HaKnesses wall, and they put a shtender there. What they're doing is not correct. The basis of the Taz might follow what was mentioned in our Gemara. Our Gemara says that in the time of the Chashmonaim, when the Greeks had defiled the Mizbeach was cut apart. There is an Iser da'araisa to cut apart the Mizbeach. The Torah says, Mizbechoseim titotsu, you shall cut down the Mizbechos of Avodah Zarah. However, lo sasu kein l'Hashem Elokeichem. However, there was no choice. The Chashmonaim had no choice. Just like the menorah couldn't be used, as the Gemara in Avodah Zarah describes, the Mizbeach had also been defiled, had been defiled, and since it was Letzorech, Kedushas HaMakom, it was acceptable. According to the Taz, it would seem that the only reason it was acceptable was because it was going to be rebuilt in the exact same place, and the area was going to be replaced with a new Mizbeach. However, in a case of where the area is not going to be replaced, so then in such a case, the Taz seems to be arguing that it's a problem. However, there are poskim that disagree. In a tshuva that sent chills down my back, because the Avnei Nezer writes to the Kehillah of Kotsk, and at the conclusion of the tshuva, he writes that he wrote this in his youth to the people in Kotsk. Kotsk was one of the holiest places, a no-holds-barred pursuit of Kedusha. The Avnei Nezer also discusses a similar type of shaila, and he and the Elyo Rabba both come out, the Elyo Rabba come out l'kula, that it could be done, and they disagree with the Taz. They say anytime it's being done l'tzarech,
it's going to be mutter. They medayik this from the Rambam in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. The anoitzeis min hamizbeach is also dafka derech hashchasa. But in a case if it's a tzorech beis haknesses, then it would be acceptable. The fact that they rebuilt the mizbeach does not tell us in the time of the Chashmonaim, does not tell us that netitza derech tikun would be Osir. It could very well be that if it's only derech hashchasa. Hence, in a beis haknesses where they're making holes, litzorech beis haknesses, the Avnei Nezer there discusses instances when it might not be litzorech beis haknesses, then in such a case it would be permissible. Let's conclude also with a note on Chanukah. It's very interesting that the Yevanim were metame both the menorah and the mizbeach. This is described in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah on Daf Nun Beis. And the actual menorah that was used during the miracle of Chanukah was not the beautiful menorah. Because it had been defiled, there was a wood menorah that was used. Moreno Rav Nevinzal Shlita points out that the reason it might have been destined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a menorah that wasn't so beautiful was used was because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to emphasize that the most critical part of our struggle with Yavon was whether the aesthetic that the Greek world had emphasized was going to permeate Yadus, or we were going to continue maintaining our Pnimius. It's not the Chitzonius which is important, it's the Pnimius, it's the Ner, Kiner Hashem Nishmas Adam, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Ar. Those are the things that are critical in Avodas Hashem. If you want, you could listen that we were Ma'arich on this in a 10-minute Musar before Chanukah. This is the halacha that emerges from the daily daf, in both Hilchos Beis HaKnesses and the history of Klal Yisrael's pursuit of maintaining Kedusha despite all adversaries.